We're doing the Sfat Tamim, we're up to page Yud Aleph. And the Chafetz Chaim says, V'chein matzinu bo'olat ha'of shekatub bo v'esiret mu'ato b'notzata. We find as well, when it comes to the sacrifice of a bird offering, the Torah says, I want you to remove the crop with the wings. Mipnei sh'ofu purech ba'avir. And the reason our sages explained is because the bird flies in the air, v'tas b'chol ha'olam, and it flies all over. V'ochel mikol tzad gzelot v'chamasim. And the bird repeatedly eats things that's really theft, things that it doesn't own. Alikrav legabei ha'mizbeach. So Hashem says, when you offer me a bird, take out the crop. Take out the food that it's digesting now. I don't want that on my altar. L'chach ne'mar v'esirut mo'oto b'notzata. Aval be'ma she'ochelet me'evus be'aleah. But the animal eats what the owner gives it. The animal eats in the trough that the owner sets before it. Makriv kula. There the complete animal gets offered. Shneimar v'kriv ha'kohen t'kol ha'mizbecha. The verse says the kohen puts it all on the altar. V'hinei zeh inyan nifla. Here you see a phenomenal concept. Shemekitz mitardemat hazman. It's supposed to arouse us from the sleepiness that can settle over time. Ki kol sheyesh b'yado gezel lo yigash el mizbech Hashem. What does Hashem say? Anything that has a component of thievery, I don't want that should approach my altar. So a person should think of himself. If God says, I don't want the crop of the bird because it has thievery, what about us? So long as we haven't returned something that's not rightfully ours, so then God says, I don't want to have anything to do with that either. Once a person gives it back, then obviously he's welcome.